Anderson. These are your main running backs and fullbacks for Harbor Beach. Again, Shedd and Shelkey will be more of the pass catchers.
It's the question on everyone's mind, though. Can Harbor Beach's defense stop a high-power offense such as the Upley Bearcats? They're allowing 33 points a game despite a winning record of 4-3.
Wow, I can't imagine giving up 33 points a game and still having a winning record. And that's a very good question you asked, Clark. I guess by our media roundtable answers, I think we know the answer, but we're going to find out here shortly.
You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLAW Sports Network. Upley at Harbor Beach. We are 15 minutes away from kicking off in week number 8. Of the regular season of the WLAW Sports Network.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
The Schmigalski family wishes the Ubley Bearcats the best of luck in tonight's game. Whether you wish to pre-plan for funeral or cremation expenses to put your family's mind at ease, or if you are trying to find that perfect monument in memory of your loved one, please call your caring professional funeral directors, John or Mark, at Schmigalski Funeral Homes, 989-658-8501. The Schmigalski family hopes you enjoy tonight's game. Go Bearcats!
How many times have you looked at your bathroom floor and thought it would be so nice to have it tiled? Or in the kitchen and you're tired of the cabinet door getting jammed? There is no better time than now to call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. Doug and his team can design, install, and finish any home project you've been putting off. Stop looking at your bathroom or kitchen and thinking you wished it was changed. Look at it and think that D&M Cabinet Shop did a great job for you.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Prairie Road.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
You're listening to WLAW Sports, presentation of week number 8 football, as it's the Ubley Bearcats on the road taking on the 4-3 Harbor Beach Pirates. As the crow flies in the ship's sail, potentially, 26 miles separates Ubley and Harbor Beach High Schools north by northeast. 26 is also the average number of relatives everyone has in the other town. If traveling by vehicle, truck, RV, school bus, semi-hauler, or beat truck, it is 21 miles door-to-door. There are a few options, north on M19 to M1482, then head east until you hit water, or you can take Atwater Road, say hi to Dave on your way, east to Parisville Road, then north until 1482, and then east again. Of course, if you are thirsty or hungry, you could take Atwater until Ruth for a quick pit stop, then continue north until Sand Beach Road and do the rest. In regards to school size, believe it or not, Ubley is larger by 29 students. According to the MHSA registered student population, not what's sent into the state, Ubley High School has 260 students in high school, whereas Harbor Beach comes in at 231. Some things are constant in life. Harbor Beach facing off with Ubley, that would be one of them. For every year since 1968, the battle for the orange and black has taken place. In fact, neither team has played another opponent more than their one tonight. HB and UBLY have met on the gridiron 62 times, with Harbor Beach holding the advantage with 44 wins to Ubley's 18. There have only been 5 years that these two squads have not met in football since 1952. For whatever reason, Ubley and Harbor Beach did not play each other from 1963 through 1967. There are rumors that they did not like the Lyndon B. Johnson administration. As far as offensive production goes, the differential is razor thin. Ubley has the second most productive offense in the entire Greater Thumb Conference, behind only Reese. The Bearcats score on average 38.14 points a game. Harbor Beach is very close behind in the number four slot at 37.29 points a game. So a difference of just 85 hundredths of a point in favor of Ubley on offense. Defensively, it's a different situation. The Ubley Bearcats have and are boasting the best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference for nearly the entire season. The Bearcats are allowing 12.4 points per game, while Harbor Beach is number 7 at 33 points per game. Ubley with the defensive advantage by nearly 3 touchdowns and 21 points. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're feeling confident with their product. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department concur that after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Ubley, 18.5 points. Today is the 288th day of the year, meaning just 67 days until New Year's Day. Dave, you got plans yet?
No, I have no plans.
Nor
man.
Do I.
Nothing. Way too early for that. I'll know. Ask me like 2 days before.
Well, that brings me to this week's trivia question, Dave. I'm not sure how, but here, the city of Harbor Beach was first settled by lumbermen in 1838, which was named Allen's Creek at the time. What is Allen's Creek now known as or located? I'll take either answer.
It's not White Rock, is it?
No. Very close, though. Rock Falls, just south of town.
Oh.
So you're on the right path there.
I thought I had my best John Mooney there, but I guess not.
Not quite. We're just south of current-day Harbor Beach. Rock Falls was the site of a water-powered sawmill, later to be purchased by Jeremiah Jenks, of course, of the Heron Milling Company. Bonus question. You're on the right track, though, Dave. Further south of Rock Falls is the community of White Rock, demarcated by a large white limestone boulder just offshore. The question is, what Indian tribe considered White Rock as a sacred place?
I wouldn't have a clue. Wouldn't even know where to start.
It's the Ojibwa Indians. Ojibwa, Ojibwe, whatever you like to call
it. Got it.
They would leave offerings on the rock for the underwater god to protect them as they canoed along the shoreline. How this relates to football, I have not a clue.
We're getting there, I'm
but
sure.
This additional bonus question. You got to get on the board somewhere here.
All right, let's do it.
The size of White Rock used to be much larger than it was today and served multiple purposes, including A. This is multiple choice. A.
Okay, good.
It's about trying to make it easy for you. Next week we'll have true or false with only one answer. A. Boundary marker in treaties with the U.S. government and Indian tribes in 1807 and 1819. B. A World War II live ammunition target practice location for military pilots going overseas. Or C, square dances for up to 16 dancers.
Interesting. So we're talking about the Ojibwa Indians.
We have a treaty with the U.S. government for Indians, a World War II live ammunition target practice, or square dances for up to 16 dancers.
I think it makes the most sense to me. It serves as a boundary marker in treaties.
Well, you are one-third correct. It's a trick question, as it's all
go
of the
figure,
above.
Go figure. Go figure.
It turns out, back in the day, White Rock, of course, was a large limestone boulder out in the middle of about a half mile offshore. It was the treaty position for the U.S. government, 1807 to 1819. It was a live ammunition target practice for pilots before and during World War II, and that's how the size was depleted from what it was to what it is today. And it was so large, they could have dances on it. And so much. Here's the best part. I did not get into the weird part of the internet. I went so weird on the internet that I went back to books. I pulled out history books on this. The history of Huron County, celebrating 150 years. A lot of good info in there. And here's the best part about these square dances. They could fit 8 partners So eight pairs of square dancers on the rock. And so they could maximize the amount of dancers, they put